The National Guard driving Hummers and wearing fatigues, burned out buildings and boarded up storefronts, helicopters hovering day and night. We've been watching the events unfold in Baltimore with fear and concern, and now we're going to hear from people who are living it, children. Schools were closed Tuesday and Monday after Monday night's violence, but thousands went back to school across the city on Wednesday. NPR Shireen Marisol Meraji spent the day with a West Baltimore principal helping her students make sense of it all.
Good morning. How y'all doing? Y'all all right?
Yes. Just before 8 a.m., Crystal Hard and Lindsay meets her kids out front for hugs and hellos before they walk in the door. She's been a principal for 3 years at the Green Street Academy. It's a charter school that goes from middle to high school.
It's going to be a good day today. No worries, right?
Okay. Worries.
No worries.
These kids have a lot to worry about. Most of them live near where the unrest and looting took place. They're nearly all African American and poor. But Miss Lindsay, as the kids call her, is no stranger to their day-to-day. She grew up in East Baltimore, saw her first dead body laying in the street when she was very young. So she knew some of what they needed.
So who can tell me what hope is? Just give me a definition of hope. Somebody. Come on. My man.
Hope is faith.
All right. Somebody else.
Hard and Lindsay called in local pastor Michael Phillips and other black male mentors from around Baltimore to talk with the kids first thing, give them some hope. The mentors told them the problems in their neighborhood are not about race, but about class. Education is the way out. They said it was okay to be angry, but channel it in positive ways. Some of the kids were skeptical.
Each and every day, we don't have a choice whether to live or to die.
14-year-old Montrell Garrison was a vocal participant in the morning talks.
We just go outside thinking we're going to have some fun, go mess with our friends and all this other stuff. But then again, police officers are training each and every day to kill us.
Right or wrong, other students felt the same way and expressed it in the hallways and the classrooms. Kids asked why cops always stop them for no reason, why they have to be respectful when they do. Miss Lindsay listened, but push back.
A lot of what you say, I can definitely understand in terms of being hopeless, in terms of being angry. But something that the media is not going to tell you that you may not hear every day is that, yes, we have a lot of things that go against us, but we're also very resilient.
And to prove it, she introduced me to two members of the school's garden club.
So this is Khalil and this is Robert.
Hello, I'm Shireen.
Eighth graders Khalil Ben and Robert Carter didn't want to talk about Freddie Gray's death or the police. They just wanted to show off their gardening skills.
We plant our own stuff.
Watermelons, tomatoes.
I ate a beet from right out the ground before.
We plant cosmic purple carrots. The carrots and the purple.
Part of Green Street's curriculum is teaching kids sustainability and getting them ready for a green economy. Khalil and Robert also take care of 6 chickens and feed the tilapia in the school's basement. It's helping them learn, but on this day, it's also helping them take their minds off the stress and fear from the world outside of school.
Pardon the interruption. Teachers and scholars, if I could have your attention.
It's getting late in the afternoon now, and Hard and Lindsay gets on the loudspeaker to make her final announcements.
Please know that you are in our thoughts, and we're going to be outside waiting to help you to get home. Please have a great afternoon. So I'm going to go and put my little sweat on. I'm going to go outside because cops are getting out.
She heads out front a few minutes before her kids are dismissed to make sure students from the other two schools that share the campus get on the buses first, and with no drama. But it's chaotic. She has to break up a fight between two girls from another school. There are rumors the kids are planning to loot later in the day. And on top of all that, the public buses that take the kids home are running late.
Come on, let's go. Come on, I need y'all to clear the campus. Time to go home. Come on, y'all, time to go home.
When the buses finally arrive, things start to settle down on campus. But Principal Hard and Lindsay says, even on a normal day, saying goodbye is always the hardest part.
Because they're no longer in your control. So when they leave you, you just have to pray that they come back to you the next day.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.